It's a Friday morning. She wakes up happy, prays to God, chats a bit, prays for school. Today she feels sexy and happy. She dresses according to what she felt. She can't forget her earphones. The purpose not just for music, but to help her ignore the sexual comments men will throw on her way. At the bus station, conductors will try and touch her inappropriately. She's used to it. It doesn't faze her. She can dodge some, but some will go inside. So fortunately, she's at school. Studies, and she had a good day, says goodbye to friends, heads home. It's 6:30 in the evening. A guy decides to hit on her. So she stopped in the middle of the road, and she already knows her answer, right? She quickly says no to the guy, and the dude gets angry. Thanks for not going as he planned. The girl sensing danger finds a way to get out of the situation. But now it's 7:15. People are scarce. It's getting darker. Guy pretends to leave. The girl thinks she's lucky. But then abruptly, after a few steps, someone covers her mouth and holds her hand from the other back. She panics. At first, she thought it was a robbery. So the guy drags her to a corridor. She realizes it was the dude from a while ago. She panics a little more. By now, she can't think straight. Her head is going with all the story. While still holding her captive, the dude forcefully presses his lips to hers. It feels disgusting. His rough tongue exploring her mouth is sickening. She can't help but shed tears. The guy goes on roaming her body, his rough palms going under her blouse, up her neck, strangles her while saying inappropriate stuff in her ears. She can feel his breathing. She can smell him. He's enjoying that. His body is reacting to it. He still is forcefully kissing her and starts illustrating how he's pleasuring himself on her body, pressed to the wall. He ejaculates while still pressing on her. And after that, he tells her he had fun. He hoped they'll continue from where they've stopped. And decides to let her go, telling her not to look back. The mess is all over her skirt. The girl is feeling so ashamed at this point. She's blaming herself. She runs home. Like, literally just runs home. She locks herself up and cries. Washes herself. She decided to tell no one about it because she blames herself for the whole ordeal. Till this day, she has never recovered from the experience. Like that could be anyone. It could be a neighbor. It could be your cousin, your beloved sister, your friend, your fucking best friend. These things happen because someone can't just understand a simple no. Someone can't understand, if I don't want this thing this second, I won't want it the next minute. Do you know what concert is? Do you really understand what concert is? Gladly, I will remind you and teach you what concert is. It seems you people have forgotten about it. We're going to talk about concert, and we're talking about this because it has been there and people have been quiet about it. But we really need to know when to stop. Concert means if somebody is willingly, comfortable, and really understand what you guys are going through or what you're going to do to her or him. We really need to ask for consent. I can't be saying no. Then a few minutes, you think I've changed my mind and you do whatever you wanted to do. You get me? So, I will really try and explain this as simple as I can so that people can get this. Because it happens like every time. There's no time you'll get a girl who is going outside and somebody doesn't say anything sexual about her. Somebody doesn't make her feel very uncomfortable. It's not only about consent, it's about being respectful. Sexual harassment. We get harassed every day. Somebody just looks at you like this and whispers some nasty, silly stuff because he thinks those are the stuffs in his mind. You get? And before I give you this example, those people were saying like, she deserves this because she's loose, because she's... Seriously. Do you hear yourself? Do you really hear yourself? Who the fuck are you to judge someone? Like, where do you get the audacity? Well, baba, munapacha wapi audacity? Ya ku judge people like that harshly. Saying that someone was rude. Going on a date nowadays is crime. Because, okay, before I go on a date with you, I have to research about you, not about your family members. As if, why do you put yourself in that situation? As if you are something. Do you like to be treated like that? Like, for example, let's say the number of rape cases and sexual harassment, which is rising up, right? So I want to go on a date with someone. And I tell him, because I don't want to be loose or I don't want to be this and that, I would like you to give me your mom's phone number so I can know that I'm safe. I have your mom's phone number. I want to talk to her. I know if you are really his son. I want to know where you're schooling. I want to see advance of this. I want your national ID. Why should we make dating and meeting up such a huge stuff? And you guys go on dates. You guys meet strangers. You feel me? So, like, don't say girls are loose. Don't say she drinks. So what? So, okay, she went for the drinks. That is what she gets. Are you hearing yourself thinking? Are you clearly, you know, you have a rapist thought, and that's what it should be eradicated first. Don't give us options. Like these are the 10 ways to defend yourself. Oh, if you use this phone this way, you'll help yourself in this. The narration I just told you, it's an experience. It's not just a story. It could happen to anyone. Your sister, your neighbor, your mom, your grandma. Yeah, I said your grandma. Because it happens to every woman, any age. A 3-year-old gets raped. How did that 2-year-old seduce the man? Did that 2-year-old have tattoos? Did that 2-year-old dress inappropriately? Did that 2-year-old flirt? I don't get it. Because you were just giving silly excuses for a crime. It is a crime. If I kill you right now, I just killed you. It's a dead. Then you'll come and then I'll just go in the court and say, hey, he abused me. He started abusing me, so I killed him. You shouldn't justify a crime. A crime is a crime. Do you feel the depth of that? Because I don't really understand. I've been mad this whole week. I've been trying to like see both sides, and I don't see any reason for you to handle someone in that manner. How would you feel? You dude. Okay, you're walking on the street, and there's this girl. She's not your type. Literally, you won't even dream of dating her, okay? She can handle her. And then she laughs. And if you try to say something stupid, they insult you. How would you feel? Another girl, you won't feel so nice. It doesn't feel nice. Somebody having the authority to touch you because they are masculine. Because they know if you try something, they can slap the hell out of you. We don't feel nice. Being mishandled like that shouldn't happen to anyone. Yeah, I know. Boys are getting violated too. But you know, to me, that I have a difference. There's a difference. You know, the first thing a guy gets violated, they panic. The first thing that comes to your mind, it rarely even comes to your mind. You just go struck. Like, you can't believe it. Like, what did he just do? Like, someone just passes and touches your boobs and the first thing is not fighting them. The girl panics, okay? Because she knows she's vulnerable. You know, for a guy, the first thing, even if someone slaps you, you know, for girls, we're very different. If someone slaps me, I won't first slap her back. You'll go like, you're surprised, right? Then maybe you'll ask her, why did you do that? Girls are not born like that. Like, but if you hit a man, you hit him like this, he'll hit you back. Then he'll ask, why did you hit me after hitting you back? So, like, I'm going to give you this example. I saw it on my IG page. So, consent is like giving someone tea, okay? So, I come over, right? And you ask me, Stacy, do you want some tea? And they say, no. I don't want tea. But you go ahead and brew some tea and you bring it. But I already said no, I don't need your tea. And you feel bad because your tea is getting cold, yet I'm not drinking it. But I said no, right? You ask me again, Stacy, do you want tea? I say, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know. I'm unsure. Then you go ahead and you drink it and you bring some tea, right? There's a high chance I want you to drink your tea, and there's another chance I will drink your tea. Don't get mad if I don't, if I choose to not. If I drink it, fine. Thank you. If I don't,
Don't get mad, I just said it's a maybe. I know it really hurts getting through that hassle of making the tea, but I told you maybe. You might have waited till I'm sure of drinking the tea, then you bring me the tea. Whatever side, yes, I want some tea, please. You pour me a cup of tea, I drink my tea, I go home, right? The next day, knocking on my door with a pot of tea. You're telling me, because I drank tea yesterday, you saw it is right, I drank tea today. And you start pouring the tea down my throat. Are you getting that image? Who told you, because I wanted tea yesterday, I want tea today? Oh, you say, Stacy, your whole family drinks tea? So you make me some tea and you put it down my throat. I don't prefer tea. Like for real, okay, in real life I don't prefer tea, I prefer coffee. I like dark coffee. So I don't drink tea. I don't like tea. Who told you if my family drinks tea, I want tea too? Are you getting it? That is what consent looks like. If I don't want something, I really don't want it. If I say I want some tea, and you take so long making the tea, and I fell asleep, you don't have the right to say, oh, she wanted tea before she was asleep, so I'll just pour it down her throat. It doesn't make sense. The tea is hot, I don't want it. I'm asleep. You wait until I wake up and ask me again, do you still want the tea? If I still want it, I'll say yes. If I don't, I don't. So, don't offer somebody something if they didn't verbally say yes. Don't say, by the way you're dressing, it means you want it. What the fuck? How? You have this? Oh, you have a nose ring. This means, who told you me having a nose ring means I'm a rebel or something? We are in the 21st century, oh my god. We are in the 21st century. Why are you thinking like a caveman? Even cavemen don't do this. I think it's basic. It's not even basic education. Like, it's something, even children sing about it. Say please and thank you. It's just something so basic. Please. And if they say no, it's okay. You know, the way you men always say, there's a lot of women out here, why should I say no to you and you grab me and put me down? Find the other woman. We are allowed, right? I want us to educate our brothers and make sure they know about it. Educate our sisters. You know, I ran a poll on my Instagram this week, and you will hear someone say, at the time that this was happening, I didn't know I could say no to it. He's my boyfriend. I didn't know it was rape. Somebody touching your body without your consent is an abuse. So what if you're my boyfriend? I don't want it. I don't want to do anything. The excuse that I am your girlfriend and there's no one else to satisfy you, that's not even an excuse, you know. It should be an excuse. I think we should start from the roots. The root is in the mindset. We should check our mindset. The mindset, let's eradicate the mindset of rape first. Everything starts at the mind, right? So let's eradicate the mindset of rape. Just take it off. Don't think if it was your sister. You should help. You can't tell me I don't support rapists, yet you're doing nothing about it. We all have platforms. You have your audience. I have mine. Everybody has someone who listens to them. And if you took the initiative, tell those people, hey, you know what? This ain't right. I think it'd be worth it if everybody educated everyone they know, everybody that listens to them. That would really hitting this calamity, because you take it to court, those people set free after 2 months. They're still working and doing the same thing to other women, and some people keep it inside them. Don't want to share it because they find it shameful, because they don't want to be judged. Stop making people feel less human, feel like objects. Join me in spreading this knowledge that anything that happens without consent, anything that person doesn't say yes verbally, well, they're in their right senses, is wrong. Whether be it sexual or not, it's wrong. That's why I say there should be boundaries. That's why I say there's boundaries in dating. If you haven't checked that episode, please go back and check it. It's really, really important for someone to know this is where this stops and this is where this begins. I don't like you doing this to me. I tell you, you won't like it if it is you. You won't like it. If it's forcefully done, you won't like it. For the girls who are really trying to heal, free with me, that is. Talk. We can talk. Look for a way out together. I know how it really feels. I can't lie. Like, sexual harassment has been done to, I can't even name, because it's so many people. So let's stop this. And this is not a topic I'll just talk about it and just let it. It's a movement restarting. It should go on and on and on. After this, it should still go on. Let's try and fight it. Not even try, let's do it. Let's fight it. It's a crime like any other. I just want you to sit down and think about it. It's really inhuman. Thank you.
know if I continue talking about this topic, it's going to take a while. I might talk about it like the whole year, because it has no end. The story has so many instances, and we can't stop this. We've got power to stop it. With the little we know, let's educate each other. Let's not see someone being sexually assaulted and just say it's none of our business, the way Nairobi is. Like, everybody minds their own business. Next time might be the one you love, your loved one. So I'm going to give a toll-free number to any girl who feels like there's something they want to talk about with a guidance and counselor, where you call PASA. So it's 254-20-804-0000. I'll repeat it again. 254-20-804-0000. If you really need to talk to a medical partner, a health personnel, that's the number to call. If you just need to share it, I'm here. If you don't have my WhatsApp number, you can find me on my social media platform at One Girl Stand Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Let's help eradicate this crime. We can do it. So until next time, stay safe. Coronavirus is here. You can't believe the lockdown, the curfew, like, ish. Let's stay safe. Let's wear a mask. Maintain social distance. Bye from here.